Off the ball rugby.
I don't think there is a rivalry in rugby like it. The people who say, well, it's the exact same process all week, it isn't when you play Leinster Munster. It's a different game. We're just completely all consumed by
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, the team news is in for the sold-out showdown of Leinster and Munster, and it brings bad news for Andy Farrell. Ulster and Connacht also showed their hands for their own derby in Belfast, and an international arrest warrant is issued for former Leinster flanker Rocky Elsom. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish Rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Leinster and Munster have revealed their teams for tomorrow's record-breaking sellout at Croke Park. With 82,000 tickets sold, it will comfortably break the 80-year-old attendance record for a regular season fixture in the URC. But the team news has brought bad tidings for Ireland head coach Andy Farrell. Leinster hooker Ronan Kelleher has undergone ankle surgery and, according to Leo Cullen, will be out for between 4 and 6 weeks. A reminder that the first test of Ireland's autumn series is exactly 4 weeks from tonight, with the All Blacks visiting the Aviva. Tests against Argentina, Fiji and the Wallabies come in the weeks that follow. News of Kelleher's injury is a further blow for Farrell, with his teammate Dan Sheehan out until the new year with an ACL injury. So it's Lee Barron who comes into the Leinster front row for tomorrow in one of three changes to the team that won away to Benetton last week. James Ryan returns to the second row, with Joe McCarthy dropping out of the matchday squad entirely with what Cullen described as a niggle in training. And the other alteration is to the right wing, with Liam Turner in for the injured Jimmy O'Brien. Although not involved this week, Robbie Henshaw is on track to return to action for Leinster next week, and that against his former province Connacht. Leinster attack coach Tyler Blaendahl spoke to Leinster TV's Paul Cahill today after their run out at GAHQ.
And this place, the home of the GAA, have you been here before? Do you know much about it?
Oh, I've learned. We've had a few kind of meetings around Croke Park and the history of it, and I haven't been here myself until this morning, so it's obviously a pretty impressive stadium to be in, and yeah, we've had a good captain's run this morning.
Is it hard as a coach when you see the 80,000 tickets sold and trying to keep the lads levelled? Is it hard to kind of keep it as a normal week?
No, I think it's unbelievable that we've sold the match out in advance, and the excitement that brings to the players is huge. And I think the players, they understand that it's going to be a big atmosphere and have a plan around that. But yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of nerves flying around, and there will be up until kickoff. But I think it's more excitement, you know, than anything else.
For Munster, Mike Haley and Alex Nankivell have won their respective battles to be fit for the game at Croke Park. Haley suffered a contusion to his leg in last week's win over the Ospreys, while Nankivell returns, having missed the last two matches with a shoulder injury. Nankivell takes the place of Brian Fitzgerald in the Munster centre. Sean O'Brien returns from emerging Ireland duty to replace Shane McCarthy on the wing. Stephen Archer makes his first appearance of the season, taking the place of injured tighthead Ollie Yeager. And with Peter O'Mahony also ruled out, Gavin Coombs returns to the side at number 8, with Jack O'Donoghue moving to blindside flanker. Speaking earlier this week, Munster head coach Graham Rowntree was acutely aware of the rivalry between the provinces.
You don't get it till you're in it. I always remember speaking to Stuart Lancaster, who came over here before I did, and he was just telling me about how he navigates moving over and travelling and whatever. And he said, "You realise we can never speak again." And now I've joined Munster. He's with Leinster. I said, "What do you mean? I get it now." You know, there's an intense rivalry there, and a very respectful rivalry. A great team. Achieved good things.
And Rowntree has spoken in glowing terms about tomorrow's opposition.
Everyone spoke about their defence, particularly when Jack's coming. The speed of their line speed, they work hard, they scramble well, they make life difficult for you around the breakdown. They've got some great launch plays off line out, breaking out of mauls. You can't give them penalty access. You know, they've got quality, a large quality squad with threats across the board.
So the teams, Hugo Keenan will start at fullback for Leinster, the wings manned by Liam Turner and James Lowe. Gary Ringrose and Jamie Osborne continue their centre partnership. Kieran Frawley gets the nod at number 10, keeping Ross Byrne on the bench. Jameson Gibson-Park continues at scrum half as well. In the front row then, it's Andrew Porter, Lee Barron and Tyke Furlong. Orgie Snyman will play against his former side, packing down alongside James Ryan. Jack Conan starts at blindside flanker, Josh van der Fleer in the open, and the team is captained from number 8 by Caelan Dorris. The replacements for Leinster tomorrow, Gus McCarthy back from emerging Ireland duty, Keane Healy and Thomas Clarkson cover the front row. Ryan Ryan Byrne and Max Deegan cover the remainder of the forwards, and then covering the backs are Luke McGrath, Ross Byrne and Harry Byrne. For Munster, it's Mike Haley at fullback, Calvin Nash and Sean O'Brien on the wings. Tom Farrell and Alex Nankivell are in the centre for them. It's an unchanged halfback pairing of Jack Crowley and Craig Casey. Jeremy Lockman, Niall Scannell and Stephen Archer make up their front row. Jean Clain and Tyke Byrne are in the second row. Blindside flanker, manned by Jack O'Donoghue this week. John Hodnett's on the open, and Gavin Coombs starts at number 8. And on the bench for them, Dermot Barron, Kieran Ryan, John Ryan, Tom Ahern, who'll make his first appearance of the season, Ruan Quinn, Conor Murray, Tony Butler, and Shea McCarthy. Ulster head coach Richie Murphy has made 7 changes to his side for their URC derby with Connacht in Belfast tomorrow night. 4 of those changes are in the pack, with John Andrew, Tom O'Toole, Kieran Treadwell and Nick Timoney in for James McCormick, Corey Barrett, Charlie Irvine and James McNabney. John Cooney returns at scrum half with Nathan Doak among the replacements this week. Jude Postlethwaite is back from Emerging Ireland duty to replace Ben Carson at inside centre, and the other change is at fullback with Ethan McElroy in for Mike Lowry. Ulster head coach Richie Murphy knows tomorrow will be tough.
You know, we're coming home to the Kingspan, which is a place where all the lads really love playing. It's a big day, and they know it's a big day. Connacht are sort of riding high, although they lost their first game. I think they got a lot of confidence out of that Munster game, but they still managed to give Munster the opportunity to win the game, which they did. They went away, obviously beat Sharks at home, and then went away to Scarlets last week, and although they played very well, they still gave Scarlets a really good chance of winning that game. So you know, they're coming up, they're confident. We can see that by the way they're speaking. We're concentrating on ourselves, trying to look after our performance, and the performance then will lead hopefully to a positive result. But you know, rather than thinking about winning, it's really important that we focus on the bits that make us good, and that's part of the process this week.
Fit again, Josh Ione and Shane Bolton return to the Connacht backs for tomorrow night's game. In their pack, there's a first start of the season for Sean O'Brien, with Cian Prendergast moving to blindside flanker and Paul Boyle returning at number 8. Joe Joyce is back from a shoulder injury to start in the second row, and Connacht head coach Pete Wilkins says discipline will be key for them tomorrow night at Kingspan Stadium.
I think it is a key factor in most games, but especially when you're playing Ulster up in Belfast, and there's no beating around the bush on that. They thrive as a team on getting opportunities in your 22 meter zone. They often get those from winning penalties further up the field and then kicking for position. So everything around the set piece, scrum, maul in particular, they're windows where we can't give them too many shots to fire, and we're going to have to be at our best around those aspects of the game, but also we need to be better in terms of snapping those trends. As I said, with those more penalties at Scarlets, 4 of them were in the first 20, 21 minutes. Now, if you concede 1, you know, stuff happens. If you concede 2, that's starting to become a conversation point, or should be starting to become a conversation point, both in the coach's box and down there on the field with the leaders. So what we can't have is 2 becoming 3, becoming 4. Now, as Moore's against the Scarlets, but on another given day, it might be the scrum, it might be tackler not rolling, it might be the offside line. But picking up on those trends with referees and nipping them in the bud, I think, particularly when you're up at Ravenhill, I think that's important.
So the teams, Ulster have Ethan McElroy at fullback, Werner Koch and Jacob Stockdale again on the wings. Stuart Moore this week, partnered by Jude Postlethwaite in the centre. Aidan Morgan keeps his place at fly half, with John Cooney returning at scrum half. It's a front row of Andrew Warwick, John Andrew and Tom O'Toole. Captain Ian Henderson partnered in the second row by Kieran Treadwell. David McCann starts at blindside flanker, Sean Reffel on the open, and Nick Timoney's at number 8. The replacements for Ulster are James McCormick, Callum Reid and Corey Barrett covering the front row. The rest of the forwards covered by Alan O'Connor and Marcus Ray. Nathan Doak, Ben Carson and Mike Lowry provide cover for the backs. For Connacht, Santiago Cordero continues at full-back, Mac Hansen and Shane Bolton on the wings. Piers O'Connor, a try-scorer last week, is alongside Bundiaki in the centre. Josh Ione returns at head-half. Ben Murphy, son of Ulster head coach Richie Murphy, starts at scrum half. It's a front row for Connacht of Dennis Buckley, Dave Heffernan and Finlay Beelam. Joe Joyce is back in the second row to partner Josh Murphy this week. Cian Prendergast starts at blindside flanker, captaining the team. Sean O'Brien's an open side flanker and Paul Boyle at number 8. On the bench for Connacht are Dylan Tierney-Martin, Peter Dooley and Temi Lasisi, Oisin Dowling, David O'Connor, Quaylen Blade, Cathal Ford and Connor Oliver. An international arrest warrant has been issued for former Leinster flanker Rocky Elsom. The 41-year-old has been found guilty in France of forgery, use of forgeries and the misuse of corporate assets while he was president of Narbonne. Elsom is said to have embezzled a total of €700,000 between 2015 and 2016. Since then, he disappeared from public view and his trial happened in absentia. According to a recent interview, though, with Peter O'Reilly of The Times, the 2009 European Cup winner has been teaching schools rugby with CUS here in Dublin and was due to be so until December. Finally, Ireland will face new opposition next year. The president of Portugal Rugby Union, Carlos Amado da Silva, has told the country's Observador paper that they'll play Ireland in July of 2025. The IRFU are yet to confirm the date, but it would mark the first meeting of the countries on the international stage. Ireland are scheduled to tour Romania and Georgia that summer, with the bulk of their players expected to be on Lions duty. That's it for today's and indeed this week's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name's Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, on Monday. Till then, thanks for listening.